Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, it's Walter Harris here with another Panther Rants podcast. It's Thursday. I'm feeling rough. I don't know what it is. But Friday can't come soon enough. So I'm looking forward to it. Plus, it's the bye week, and there's really not much to talk about pit football-wise, or pit-wise in general. Well, there's volleyball. The women's volleyball has been off to a really good start. I mean, I think they've won 19-20 games in a row. They're undefeated still. And I guess they're in the top five, and I guess they have some... There's a bunch of teams with some losses that are ranked ahead of them that people are outraged over. But, you know, Penn State's obviously one of them, but if you look at, like, Penn State, obviously, they've become a power in women's volleyball, and they compete for a national title year in, year out, whereas Pitt doesn't. So that's why they're going to be ranked ahead of Pitt in these terms, because, you know, you can be undefeated as much as you want. But you gotta go out there and you gotta prove your worth when you go in tournament time. And I'm sure the people are gonna be upset and say, "Well, you know, Penn State. Well, it's because, you know, they have to go to State College and play at Penn State for a regional." Well, if that's what they have to do, that's what they have to do. That's how it goes. And sometimes in tournaments, you get bad draws. If you want people to take you seriously, you gotta go out there and you gotta win. I mean, please make it easy for me. You know, it doesn't always work. If you want the respect, you gotta go out and get it. So, as far as these ladies go, I'm sure they'll take care of business. I'm sure they're not thinking about the disrespect. They're just winning games. So, go get them, girls. Now, if we're thinking about things, I mean, well, look at Pitt basketball. I mean, they had regionals literally gift wrapped to them in the latter years of the Dixon era. I mean, that last one seed Pitt had. They had the whole regional gift wrapped to them. That was one of the most easier paths to the tournament they ever had. And of course, they couldn't get past Butler. They couldn't get past the second round. So I mean, Pitt Hoops had a bunch of opportunities where their regional wasn't, you know, on paper wasn't that hard, but unfortunately, Pitt made it hard themselves, and that's the end result of it. But anyways, guys, enough of that whole rant. Basically, Pitt's off this week. You know, there's really no news coming out or anything like that. No announcements. It's been very quiet, and sometimes no news is good news. But for a lot of you guys, we get to watch college football without, you know, stressing out on our Saturdays. And we get to check out some games. Like, obviously, the big game in the ACC is Clemson NC State. That's a tough game. Clemson's been pretty inconsistent all year. Trevor Lawrence, I guess, is finally healthy. I mean, he's pretty much had a glass jaw for the most part. And But I guess he's back to speed after the Syracuse game. And, you know, their last game they played, they beat the crap out of Wake and knocked them by 60. And but let's be honest here. It's only Wake Forest. No disrespect, you know, to Wake Forest, but they just fired their defensive coordinator. So, for the most part, you know, they're Wake. So, they're just not really that good. NC State obviously has been playing pretty well. I mean, they have a really good quarterback in Ryan Finley. Really, really good offensive line. I mean, they're pretty solid up front. But they're going to have to face the Clemson defense. And the Clemson defense is really tough. So, what happens here? Do you take the more seasoned offense like NC State and take on Clemson? I think you do. I mean, I personally like NC State to win this game. I've been wrong. Of course, my predictions have been wrong horribly. So I hope you guys don't take, you know, my advice and doing your pick'ems and betting advice, because it's been pretty bad. It's been pretty pathetic. But I like it. I mean, my gut tells me I like NC State this time around. I think they've got to a great start, and Clemson's just been sleepwalking, and this is gonna be a big test for Clemson. And then I think I think Clemson gets their bell rung. The defense is gonna, you know, do well, I believe. It's gonna fare well, like they always do, but I don't expect this game to be a shootout, though. I expect it to be a low-scoring game, probably a defensive struggle. But, you know, if NC State can protect their quarterback and give them time to throw, it's going to be a bad time for Clemson. But for Clemson, it's going to come down to their offense. I mean, which quarterback is going to show up? Is it the one who looked really mean against Syracuse before he got hurt? Or does he leave the game again? Because a lot can happen here. You know, I mean, NC State's defense is no slouch either. So, enjoy that game, guys, because we could be looking at an NC State Duke ACC championship game. So I think as far as football perspective is concerned, you probably want to see NC State representing us, because Duke, come on. But then again, I think if Duke would win the ACC, or you know, I doubt we'd be in the college football playoff then, because the committee would just laugh like hell at the thought of Duke playing in the Final Four. Of course, from Duke perspective, they can brag because they got a Final Four in basketball, too. Anyways, guys, going around the whole weekend, there's the annual Michigan State game. It's at Michigan State. They're coming off a big win against Penn State, where Penn State just fell apart. They dominated the stat sheet and just couldn't close it. I think I think that this game will be a much different result for Michigan State. I think Michigan will dominate the statue, but they will also dominate the scoreboard this time around. Although I wouldn't rule out Michigan State totally, because D'Antonio and his defenses, they tend to figure guys like Shea Patterson out. But this time around, I just don't see it happening, because they're good on both sides of the ball. There's Oklahoma and TCU, and TCU now is unranked. TCU came with a ton of hype, and they're actually a good team from top to bottom. It's just their quarterback play currently sucks. Their quarterback play has been very inconsistent. And this game, how it goes, it depends on, you know, which TCU team shows up, but there's been several variances on them. There's the one who, you know, did scored very low against Texas Tech, lost by 3, and then, of course, there's the one at the losses to Texas and Ohio State, which were self-inflicted because they, they returned the ball over. But, yeah, this game is going to be a nightmare, and I think Oklahoma wants to get back to the title game, probably going to face Texas if it holds up. So, I like Oklahoma in this one. They'll blow them out. Penn State, Indiana. Obviously, Indiana may give them a hard time, but I think Penn State will. It'll be like Illinois. The game will be close by about halftime. Penn State will pull away. And James Franklin will leave the starters in so they can score 20 or 40, 30 more points to make the score look more bad than what it is. And, just sell the propaganda. Although he said they're done being great, so I guess they're just good now. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with being good. It just... I think a lot of people were expecting more from Penn State after the fact that they waxed Pitt at Pitt, and they waxed Illinois, and I think it was more fool's gold because I think the team that barely beat Appalachian State is really the Penn State team. You know, that's really the actual Penn State team that we're seeing. I think after the blowouts with Pitt and Illinois, the thing about those games, they were close at halftime, and of course they just pulled away. So they obviously have a good team, but it's just not a great team. It's obviously not a top 10 team. It's probably top 25 at best. Big SEC showdown, Mississippi State and LSU. Mississippi State, for some reason, they're in the rankings again. I have no idea why, because they're not really that good. I mean, I was high on Moorhead and Getsy, but obviously they got a lot more on their hands to deal with. They're playing LSU, who's fifth ranked. LSU should win this game, and I mean, I thought LSU was fool's gold as well, but. Orgeron's doing a really good job this time around, and sometimes with some coaches, they're just better CEOs than anything else. I mean, that's what James Franklin is pretty much. I mean, you surround yourself with good coaches, and a lot of times they do the dirty work, and you oversee and give advice when needed. Kind of like with Andrew Carnegie, you know, when he ran the steel mills. He was obviously hard on his workers, but he hired some guy that was. I think it was Clay Frick. And, of course, he was an asshole to the workers, and that's, you know, how they got all those results. You know, that's how they're getting all the steel production, and naturally, you know, the workers got pissed off and rebelled because, you know, they got tired of being treated like shit. And, of course, we had a nasty steel strike. And, of course, we had the Johnstown flood, too, because, you know, I think Frick was also pissed off that he couldn't, I think he was pissed off he couldn't drive his buggy over a certain part of the levee, I guess you call it, I believe. And, he got pissed off and made them lower it. And, of course, eventually, you know, a bad rainstorm happened and the dam gave out. Yeah, because they had that little yacht club on top of their, on top of the dam, I believe. And I guess whatever they did so he could ride his buggy across, weakened it and made it fall over. You know, no wonder someone tried to come in his house and shoot him. But anyways, enough of that. But, a lot of these games at one time, a few weeks ago, they were attractive matchups. I mean, Colorado and Washington, these guys were ranked, and this would have been a really attractive match. Colorado's now unranked. Washington's in the top 15 because they've lost some heartbreakers. But, because I really like Washington, but I also really like Colorado, too, and they couldn't take care of USC, and I think Washington takes care of this one. I mean, of course, you know, they'll both go to bowl games. Obviously, the marquee matchup of the Saturday night is Oregon and Washington State. And it's at Washington State. So you got them visiting Mike's Pirate School. And obviously for Oregon, it's a huge game. Oregon, if they want to win out and win the Pac-12, they got to definitely win this game as well. I mean, this is a game where they have to be if they want to be taken seriously, they got to win it because it's at Washington State. Tough place to play. Mike Leach is always tough to play against. His teams always are as well. So they got to win this one. And I think if they do, it's gonna be smooth sailing for here on out for them. But really, there's not much else still to even look at. I mean, it's disappointing, man. I mean, some of these games at one time were marquee matchups. Now they just suck. But let's go around the ACC as well. There's North Carolina and Syracuse. Syracuse right now is 4-2. This should be a winnable game for them. And they get, if they do, they're 5-2 and they're close to a bowl game. So I look for them to take care of business this time around. Virginia and Duke play. You know what? This is actually an interesting matchup because Virginia just knocked off Miami. Now they got Duke, and Duke obviously is a dark horse for the dysfunctional Coastal Division. And Virginia obviously has been playing well. But it's tough to figure out who's going to win this one. But it depends which Virginia team shows up. They've been on a roll. I like them. I think they will take care of Duke. Wake and Florida State, the battle of really bad ACC teams, which is a lot of them. Florida State obviously had a big lead against Miami, and I guess the Miami switched quarterbacks, and them, that rest was history. So, Florida State lost a heartbreaker to Miami, and I think this time around, this is a game Taggart has to have. Because if he loses, it's disastrous, because Clemson paced these guys by 60, and of course, that's what a lot of the alumnus at the Florida State are thinking of. Well, we paced them. But anyways, guys, that's it for pretty much the weekend of college football. Pretty underwhelming lineup there. Really? Really. All right, let's go around the rest of the league. I mean, the NBA started up, and obviously your favorite's going to be Golden State. Until somebody can knock them off. They're just that good. Not to mention they got pretty much 5 NBA All-Stars on their starting lineup, and of course Boogie Cousins is hurt, so we won't see him for a little bit. But just a solid group. I mean, a solid nucleus of players, and I guess the Pelicans waxed the Houston Rockets last night, and I guess the Pelicans look really good. I mean, they look very fast, and they were in the playoffs last year. I mean, they shot the Trailblazers, and they just didn't have enough to beat Golden State. Then again, a lot of teams do. Houston lost to their opening weekend as well. And, of course, they have Carmelo Anthony, who kills more basketball teams than anything. And yeah, I don't know what we're going to see here as far as that goes. Playoffs, obviously, Astros down 3-1. Astros got robbed of a 2-run home run because of fan interference, and you know that just that happens. I mean, you know, the question is, was he interfered with? And but I'm sure those 2 runs suck. But at one time, at one point, the Astros were up 5-4. They were winning, and not to mention they left 12 guys on base. So when that happens, it's hard to find sympathy. I mean, if that was the main reason they lost that game, then sure, but it really wasn't the main reason. Not at all. The Astros just haven't really they've underperformed them, and their pitching staff hasn't really performed well this postseason, at least this series. And with two outs, they can't get off the field. Anyways, guys, that's pretty much it. I'm not going to talk NFL because I just don't have really any interest in talking about it right now. Plus, I think the Steelers have a bye week too as well. So, oh well, guys, it's just 20 minutes. Enjoy the rest of your week. Have a good weekend and hell with it.